It's The Takeaway. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This week, The Takeaway and WNYC, our home station in New York City, where we're produced, lost a friend and beloved coworker. Richard Hake died in his home from natural causes at age 51. He was the Morning Edition host on WNYC, and before that, he was the local anchor of The Takeaway since the very beginning of the show in 2008. Here's his voice from our very first show, 12 years ago yesterday.
This is WNYC. Good morning. I'm Richard Hake, and it's our new news program, The Takeaway. Morning Edition can be heard on AM 820, also at 7 o'clock this morning right here on 93.9. In local news, the Sean Bell case is still making headlines this Monday morning. Relatives spoke out about
here at the station, Hake was a mentor to many, a leader in the newsroom, and at the front line of the union, where he worked as a shop steward for years. Most of our Takeaway team, from producers to board operators to hosts, has worked with and learned from Richard. For listeners, he was a voice of comfort and reassurance during uncertain times. And many of you may have a Richard Hake in your own communities and can relate to the special place of a morning news host in our daily lives. I spoke with Shamita Basu, a reporter, host, and producer for WNYC News, and Arun Venugopal, also a reporter and host for WNYC, who have both guest-hosted here on The Takeaway. And Arun worked alongside Richard in the newsroom for nearly 15 years. I asked him why audiences felt so connected to Richard.
He's this great-looking guy. I mean, he's like, you know, like a 1950s, like, movie star, and is sort of dashing, and I think when you first experience that, you would think like, oh, he's this intimidating presence. And the reality is that he had this incredible ability to make you feel at ease. He was very at ease in his own skin. He had this kind of like warmth in his voice, and he had this warmth in his body language and just a naturalness that made you feel like you were going to be taken care of. There's an alchemy in that process that draws you out from being like, oh, I've got these facts and figures that people need to know, to something different, to saying like, oh, he's excited, and you kind of forget about the rest of the world. And I think that's what really kind of entranced people at home. And a lot of that you take for granted when you go through like day after day of listening to public radio. It's just your routine. It's just something you just kind of take for granted. I think it is really people like Richard who make it that kind of, you know, the fireside glow, the fireside chat aspect of public radio.
Shamita, you know, he also helped train you to sit in the big chair and build rapport with a huge audience. His audience was the biggest of any during the day on WNYC. What do you think it takes to make that connection with an audience and have them think of you as their radio friend?
Oh, Richard was so good at that. I think it's a combination of things. One thing that Richard was so good at was making the listeners feel like he was just speaking to them. It's just you and him at the table in the kitchen, and you don't have to say anything. Don't worry. Keep drinking your coffee. He's going to tell you everything. He'll tell you the news. He'll tell you the weather. He'll tell you how to dress before you step out the door that day. And that's very intimate. And when you recognize that intimacy as the host, as the speaker of those words, that unlocks this ability to deliver it in that intimate way. Richard was so good at that, at sort of recognizing the singularity of the listener.
Yeah, and I think he knew that it wasn't enough to be just some sort of, you know, abstract idea of the perfect informed and informing personality. You know, like his willingness to kind of reveal and a little bits of himself, to be curious, to be surprised by things. I mean, there's this great sort of like tape going around the last couple of days in these tributes of Richard riding, you know, the roller coaster at Coney Island, and you can just kind of hear him screeching.
It's wonderful.
Okay, here we are on the world-famous Cyclone, built in 1927. It's now celebrating its 70th birthday, and we're on the way up, 85 feet above the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island. Here on my right as we go up, I can see the Verrazano Narrows Bridge and the Manhattan skyline, and here we go. It says remain seated because we're at the big drop, 85 feet. Here we go! Ah!
It is so amazing because it just, you know, this screech, you know, from this, you know, serious newscaster kind of guy or whatever. Nothing, you know, not at all that kind of person, of course. But, you know, what could have been this very serious and sort of this automaton of a presence. He was like, he was a human and funny in those little ways, just enough to make you feel like, oh, this is going to be fun. You know, you're going to spend time with each other. And this city, you know, that he loves so much. There's so much pleasure to be taken in the city and, you know, with each other, really.
I want both of you to tell us just a little something you want people to take away from this. People who may not know of Richard, or maybe they have someone who's sort of their own Richard Hake at their home station. What should people take away from Richard's life and career? What do you want them to walk away from this remembrance thinking about?
He leaves behind a legacy of such professionalism and camaraderie. He was a person who could have just done either of those things really well, but he did them both so well. He was exceptionally great at what he did as a broadcaster, and he was also exceptionally great to his colleagues around him. And both of those things are things that I think a lot of us have learned from in the newsroom and have changed the DNA of our newsroom. So it changed the way that we are good to each other and check in with each other.
You know, Lizzie, some of us have known each other a long time and have worked at WNYC or in public radio longer than, by far longer than anywhere else we've worked. And there's a reason for that, I think. And it's because there are people like Richard, who do ask, you know, as Shumita said, you know, how's it going? You know, how are you? Like, you know, who show you that they care and are invested in you. And I think what's made it painful, this experience very sad for a lot of us, is that, you know, we couldn't be there for him. You know, and it has been really nice. I think the fact that we've all been reaching out to each other and remembering Richard and better times. And it's also very painful. And I think for me, it's also, it's an occasion to kind of ask, you know, at moments like this, who are we to one another? You know, what is our responsibility? You know, what do we owe each other? You know, and does all this end as soon as normal, whatever that means, comes back, you know? So I think if there's one question I'm asking myself is, when we remember Richard, how do we do right by him? And how can we be there for one another?
Arun Venugopal and Shumita Basu are reporters and hosts for WNYC and longtime friends and colleagues of Richard Hake, the WNYC Morning Edition host who passed away last week at the age of 51 of natural causes. Shumita, Arun, thank you so much for this tribute and for just taking the time to talk about Richard with me.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Arun, sending you love. Thanks, Lizzie.
Sending back to you. Back. Thank you, Shumita. Bye, Lizzie. Thanks so much.
Richard Hake was part of this show's extended family. We offer our condolences to his loved ones, which include our colleagues here at WNYC, and all who are grieving during this time. And on a related note, Shumita Basu will be hosting The Takeaway starting next week for the last month of Tanzina Vega's maternity leave. Thanks so much for listening today and every day. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is The Takeaway.